Countdown, the behind-the-scenes story of the 2014 Pittsburgh Steelers draft. 58 days until the draft. It's a little less than just 2 months until draft day for the Steelers. And that means long days and nights of preparation. But much of the critical work actually started well over a year ago.
The 2014 draft process actually started in 2013. Throughout the spring of the 2013, we have scouts around the country that are gathering information for the 2014 draft prior to the finish of the 2013 draft. You may say, well, how do you have the manpower to accomplish that? But that initial scouting phase, we have a service called Blesta, where ourselves and six other teams each have a scout around the country that works a particular area. BLESTO is actually an acronym for Bears, Lions, Eagles, Steelers Talent Organization. And it was formed back in the 60s so the teams could share the cost of scouting.
For head coach Mike Tomlin, scouting talent is a never-ending process, even during the Steelers season.
You know, for me, it's just, you know, it starts as far back as the season for me in terms of gathering the information. We travel particularly on Saturdays. There are a lot of Saturday evenings and afternoons where you're in road hotels and so forth, and you casually watch college football like everybody else. And when I do that, I notice who's playing well, who's potentially draft eligible, who's dominating the big games. And really, if you really look at where information gathering starts, I'd say it goes back to as far as those Saturday afternoons watching college football.
Kevin Colbert knows there are only so many games that he can attend, so he has to be very strategic in his selection.
Yeah, when you pick a specific game, when you're making that schedule out in August, you're just going on the names that you have. And sometimes throughout the course of a fall, you'll get additional names like Georgia Tech and Clemson game, which was on a Thursday night. I think collectively I had 30 names when you looked at all the seniors and the potential underclassmen on both teams.
One of the most important players Kevin Colbert was there to see was Clemson's 6'4" speedster receiver, Martavis Bryant, who would go on to have over 1,300 yards in receptions in 2013. And an impressive 13 touchdowns. Bryant has the speed and red zone size the Steelers were hoping to add to their roster, and certainly would come under serious draft consideration.
You know, in all the sideline situations, he not once took the easy way out and went out of bounds. I mean, he sticks it up in there every single time, which kind of stood out to me.
And they're not concerned with the X's and O's, whether guys are making mental mistakes or doing it the right way. They have to have a big picture vision for what these guys can become. I obviously know from being here and being the offense coordinator what our needs as coaches are, what our wish list would be, what we're missing, what would make us better the quickest. But at the same time, you're not evaluating really what they are when they come, you know, when they're seniors in college or juniors or whatever, when they're now eligible for the draft. You're trying to have enough vision to see what they can be for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
But the Steelers staff didn't just focus on the big schools. They also knew some of the greatest draft value would come from finding unique talent from players from smaller schools.
I always look at the small college guys to see how they acclimate to competing against the guys with the big names on their helmets, if you will. The small college guys that are not a fish out of water, the guys who play with a high degree of intensity, both in practice situations or structured situations, are guys that get my attention.
Other players that grab Tomlin's attention are those with remarkable speed. One of those players is Dre Archer, the fastest player in the 2014 NFL Draft. The 5'8", 173-pound Archer ran a blazing 4.26 in the 40-yard dash at this year's NFL Scouting Combine. At Kent State, Archer played both running back and receiver and has the versatile skills Steelers offensive coordinator Todd Haley is known to look for.
The
he's good enough in that area. That's why I value him more.
As the Steelers continue their evaluation of players in the 2014 draft, one of the most important events that will ultimately impact their final draft selections are the moves they make during free agency.
Well, there's no doubt that the free agent process, you know, leads you into the draft and can have an impact on the decision-making once you get to the draft.
Thank you, guys. When the free agent market opened, the Steelers aggressively moved. First, the Steelers acquired the remarkable speed, size, and power of safety Mike Mitchell from Carolina. The Steelers also moved to secure the sure-handed receiver Lance Moore from New Orleans. And the addition of LeGarrette Blount will strengthen a running game that already saw huge improvements in the 2013 season.
He won't go down. LeGarrette Blount, what a run!
Certainly, signing Mike Mitchell was, we felt, a position that we had a need, and we were fortunate that we were able to sign Mike and then Lance Moore. We also felt like we needed a veteran receiver on the roster.
25 days until the draft. With a little less than a month to go until the draft kickoff, everything at Steelers Central is moving in high gear. One of the most important parts of the process are personal visits from the maximum allowed 30 players invited by the Steelers.
Yeah, the one at school got
one of the most important visits was Notre Dame's 6'5" defensive sack expert, Stephon Tuitt, projected by many to be a potential first-round pick.
Coach LeBeau.
Stephon Tuitt, nice to meet you.
Hello, Stephon. Come on in here for a minute. How you doing?
Good.
That's always been very helpful, to take the athlete off of the video, if you will, and put him eyeball to eyeball, man to man, look at him. See if you think he's the type of athlete you're looking for that role you're going to want him to fill with your football team.
Oh, yeah. I had to do that once.
In addition to knowing about the player's abilities, the Steelers are also very interested in knowing the complete medical history and the character of the player.
Our trainers are involved because they're very much involved in going through the medical information. Our team doctors are involved. Team psychologist is involved from a psychological standpoint, because we're trying to find out as much as we can about these players.
We're fortunate to have a team psychologist been working with us for many years now, Kevin Wildenhouse, and Kevin has a great sort of background in terms of the kinds of players that we're looking for and the kinds of players we might have concerns about.
Next on Countdown, the behind-the-scenes story of the Steelers' 2014 draft. You'll see what happens during the final days as the Steelers complete their draft board and watch the excitement unfold for all 3 days of the draft from inside the Steelers' draft room.
Whoa! Whoa!